The Portfolio Committee on International Relations and Cooperation is quite delighted that at long last history has been made in the African continent, where we are hosting as Africa, held in South Africa, the G20, hosting some of the most advanced economies in the world. It's an opportunity for us as Africa to champion our cause. And our hope as the Portfolio Committee is that one of the things that the G20 will look at in as far as Africa is concerned is to say practically and concretely, how is the G20 going to be working together, the countries within the G20 going to be working together with the African Union to implement the Africa Continental Free Trade Agreement, which seeks to make sure that there's trade that takes place among member states in the African continent to foster unity among the African states, but also to make sure that as Africa, we unite and work with the rest of the world to deal with the problems that are facing us, like poverty, inequality, unemployment, instability, infrastructure development. So the Portfolio Committee wants to commend South Africa under the leadership of President Ramaphosa that so far things are going well. There hasn't been many, many issues. I don't think we must worry much as South Africa, Africa and the rest of the world about the absence of the United States of America. It's not for the first time that a member state is absent from the G20. So the G20 will proceed, and it shouldn't focus on the United States of America. It has to focus on its agenda, discuss the issues that are on the agenda, emerge with a way forward. And the G20 countries did anticipate in the past the possibility of other member states not coming, and therefore the challenges around reaching complete consensus on matters discussed, and therefore a provision in as far as the presiding chairperson is concerned, where the chairperson concerned is going to be making a statement, has been agreed to many, many years ago. And that's the way to go from now onwards. Our hope on behalf of Parliament is that doing our oversight post the G20, we will be able to hold the executive accountable on a six-monthly basis, quarterly basis, annual basis, to look at progress that has been made on implementation of the G20 outcomes.